salgo tarde, no soy cenicienta. Freno con gan la presión que se sienta. Hoy da patoso, mejor si no invento. En la cabeza le pongo el de 30. Estamos picante. Estamos pato, hoy no se piensa. Bébeme lo que te veo, lenta. No se duerme, noche de fiesta. No cojo L, solo sé ganar. Pila de F, una superstar. Si te freno, es siempre con par. Si cae inusual, no tienes que pagar. Super smooth, quien como Bibi. Entrando caliente, sin mucho ambiente. La nota se siente, noche de ambiente. Y si quiero te frenan de frente. Me odian porque soy muy mala. Me odian porque soy muy mala. Taco de 20, va a hacer paquete. Vibra bacana, eso se siente. Mala con bola. Mala con bola. Toditas quieren ser como mí. Tengo la paca, el que saca chis. Ayer frito, lo quiero free. No tengo novio, I got three. Saco pasta, la pongo a pasearse. Nix pa' de tono, hace falta estresarse. Sin dar el canto, tú más desemarte. Estamos pato sin dar mucho detalle. No cojo L, solo sé ganar. Pila de F, una superstar. Si te freno, es siempre con par. Si cae inusual, no tienes que pagar. Super smooth, quien como Bibi. Entrando caliente, sin mucho ambiente. La nota se siente, noche de ambiente. Y si quiero, te frenan de frente. Me odian porque soy muy mala.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah.
This is Daria.
Eli.
And Owen.
And you're listening to The Mini Fridge at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yay.
That first song was Malvada by BB Trix, who is a Spanish artist, because Spain won the freaking World Cup, which was super exciting.
True.
Vamos.
Shout out Paula.
Shout out my sister-in-law. This one's for you.
Congratulations.
Wow, it's so hot in here. Is the air... Oh, it's not on. That's a problem. Okay.
I was going to say it's kind of nice, though. But I guess it's too hot for some.
We will turn it on.
But the fact that it's not making any noise is kind of nice.
Yeah, it's true. But I think we're supposed to...
We're not supposed to touch it, but...
Okay.
We can look at the...
We shall debate.
...paper.
This week's theme is about Spain. But...
España.
We are doing all songs that either incorporate the word yellow or red, have... Wait. Or
have
the
a yellow or red cover.
Yes.
Or the artist.
The artist has a yellow or red in the name.
Yes, this is true. Okay, excellent. Next, we'll be hearing the most iconic yellow song. This next one is Yellow by Coldplay.
Also, shout out Chris Martin for that
insane halftime performance.
Literally... Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
No worries.
He made
love the world.
Diabolical.
Unite the world.
America's proud of
love.
Yeah. Love.
America's proud of that British guy.
He's British? I thought he's Australian.
No, he's British. And shout out to Gwyneth Paltrow. And shout out to Apple Martin.
And Apple Martin.
Y'all know about Apple Martin?
No, not at all.
I think I understand who that is, yeah.
Episode name.
Apple Martin.
Spain wins. Submit. Okay, I'm gonna play it. Yay.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yellow. So that
is all yellow.
Just wanna get
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed on to the sun till we found a sea of green, and we lived beneath the waves in our yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine.
Making this feeling be sure ain't the tea.
162 days left in the calendar year.
How many? 162?
Yeah.
Wow. It's kind of a lot.
That is a lot, I would say, but it's not as much as I thought there was.
Some might say less than half.
I don't know. I feel like we're in the later part of the year.
True.
Well, we are because of the date, but it doesn't feel like that to me. Does it feel like that to you?
Yeah. I feel like once it's summer, it feels... I think especially because I'm still, like, school mind-oriented, and, like, the fall goes by so quickly.
True.
Yeah.
True. I'm almost... It's almost 1 year of work, which is crazy.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Scary. Scary times. Real adulthood.
True.
True.
I hit my face on the mic.
That was beautiful.
All right, so we just heard four songs.
Yes.
Whoa, that's a lot of songs.
Two of them are yours, Owen.
That's true.
Do you remember them?
Yellow Submarine by the Beatles.
Mm-hmm. Classic Yellow song.
Before that, Red Wine Supernova by Chappell Roan. Yeah, good songs. Red and Yellow. Yellow and Red. Not much to say. Yellow Submarine was my favorite song as a child.
Right. Adorable.
Me too.
A classic.
Mm-hmm. Classic.
Then we heard your song, Eli.
Red Lady by Phil Cordell. Cordell. Probably Cordell. Yeah, it's a good song too. From the 60s, I think. So around the same time as Yellow Submarine. When was that album?
No idea. Sergeant Peppers.
Can we get a numbers crunch from the Spinatron?
Oh, I forgot that I have access to that. 1969.
Same year.
Wow.
6-7.
Except, according to this Hearts on Fire anthology.
It says like a 2000s date.
Yeah.
I think that's when they remastered. I was just looking at it, yeah.
Nice. I guess, I mean, if it's an anthology, I guess it's like a greatest hits sort of vibe.
That's yeah, well, I also did not put the right version of Yellow Submarine because yours, I think, was a remastered.
It was.
Sorry.
That's okay.
And the word remastered has the letters that spell red in it at the end, which I was explaining earlier.
I wasn't getting any of that, I have to say.
Interesting. I don't know why that was happening.
Was your
It knows that you like classic.
Remastered songs.
That's funny. Just put in red.
I like that one, though. That was nice.
Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it as well.
Good melody.
We're going to keep going back and forth between yellow and red for a period of time.
Red and yellow.
The next one is Yellow Dwarf by Pi. They're a 90s punk band from the South. So get excited for that.
Hey.
And we will listen to it.
Shout out the 90s. Shout out the song.
Yeah. tray. It's on a tray. I keep it on a tray.
So sad, might leave my nose running. I just hope she don't wanna leave me.
Don't you give me up, please. Don't give up on me. I belong with you, only you, babe.
Only my girl, only you, babe. Only you, darling, only you, babe. Only
something bad is about to happen to me. Why I feel this way, I don't know, maybe. I think of her so much, it drives me crazy. I just don't.
I'm
Are you annoyed by all the loud airplanes that seem to constantly fly over on certain days? Our towns west of Boston are affected by greatly increased airplane noise and vibrations due to the FAA's Highways in the Sky decision. This means that on days with northwest winds, every single airplane departing from Logan Airport's runway 33L continues on just four narrow paths over specific sacrificial neighborhoods with near constant noise for the humans underneath as a result. Join with your neighbors who are trying to change this. Every complaint filed with Massport counts, but it's the first from each household that matters most. For more information, just visit logannoise.org. That's logannoise.org.
Hello. Oh, why are you laughing?
Well, just because you weren't talking like that at all until the mics
interesting
came on.
PSA.
I know. It is. Thanks, Don.
Thanks.
I was riffing, you know. It's just an issue I'm really passionate about.
Lol.
Do you think our household has ever signed up for logannoise.org? Okay, we just heard a bunch of music.
That's true. We started, we next went to Dark Red by Steve Lacy. That was your pick, Eli.
Yeah, he has a new album that I think I liked. I was listening to, well, we were all listening to it technically while we were cooking, and it was not very loud. But I liked a couple singles from it, and now I want to listen to it more. But this was the first song of his that I ever got into, and I think it's when he was making all of his music on GarageBand on his phone.
Awesome.
Which is amazing.
So random.
Yeah.
After that, we heard Goodbye Yellow Brick Road by Elton John, which was, I think, the first Elton John song I have memory of.
That's so funny.
My dad really likes that album.
Such a controversial album. It's a great album.
Really? I really like it.
Why is it controversial?
It was controversial, I think, when it came out, because it's so different from all his other stuff. Mm. And so I think that people who were fans of his at the time were sort of like, what is this?
Mm.
This is not what we expected.
And I had the opposite experience.
But obviously, you were like, what the hell is this
other stuff? I was like, this is so different.
I was really into this album after Rocket Man the movie.
I haven't seen it. Is it good?
You haven't seen Rocket Man.
I forgot that you love Elton John.
Oh my God. Rocket Man the movie is so good. And Taron Egerton is so good too.
Love I forgot his him. Name.
Is that the person that plays Elton John?
Mm-hmm. He's super good. He...
Nice context clues.
There's all these interviews of him.
Well,
where,
you said and.
Well, he's Welsh, first of all, so shout
Whoa.
Out.
Whoa. Elton John isn't, though.
No.
Just wanted to make sure.
No, but he's Welsh. And he, like, he sings all the songs in the movie.
What do you think about when people do that in biopics?
I think that it... When it works, it's really cool.
When it's Timothy Chalamet, as
like
Bob
when they're
Dylan.
Not doing it well, it's kind of sucks. But like he did, I think, a really good job.
Yeah.
And there's sometimes when you don't really notice because part of the reason I think he got the job is, do you guys know the movie Sing?
Mm-hmm.
The animated.
Yes, movie? I love that movie.
He plays
the pig. Just
no, I think he's a
the sheep.
No, I think he's a gorilla, maybe. And he sings.
No, he's not the gorilla. I'm pretty sure it's
I'm Still Standing.
Oh.
And obviously an Elton John song. Right. And then they were like, oh, this is so good. We should cast you in the biopic.
There's no way.
Wait, is that your theory or is that the truth?
I think that's partially the truth.
That I didn't even
is
realize Sing came out before Rocket Man.
I love Sing.
He was also in The Kingsman.
Yes.
Whoa.
He's the main character, right?
Wait.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now I know who this is.
Yeah.
Welsh guy, apparently. Like you, Owen. Yeah. Wow.
Processing.
I'm trying to figure out if it's true.
After that, we heard... Let me see who it is. Eli Pick, Sagittarius Red by Eugene McDaniels.
I know basically nothing about this song, but I found it in my liked songs, and I really liked it.
I did too.
And now I'm going to listen to it more.
Amaze.
And then we heard... Video game music.
Oh, Yellow Magic Orchestra?
Yeah.
I don't know any of the song titles because they're all in Japanese.
Right.
But
yeah. That was awesome. I enjoyed
it. I love that band so much.
It's so like Meep Mort. It was awesome.
Yeah. One time I was playing, I think it was them when I was working at Jenny's and the shift manager was like, what are you playing? We need to switch the music.
It's so funny.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I like it.
Wait, should we do our segment?
Yeah, let's do our segment.
We always forget, I feel like.
Yeah.
Until the end.
What do you have in the fridge, Owen?
Oh, me first. In our fridge, I have rice that I'm going to make into fried rice.
Right.
But is it the tiny, tiny cup of it?
No. It's like in one of the deli containers.
What is in that?
I think the tiny, tiny cup is yours. Is it not?
No.
Maybe it's from when we made the tofu and the shrimp.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Maybe. I think that is true.
Danger zone.
But I have rice that I'm going to make into fried rice.
Yummy.
So therefore, I have all the ingredients to fried rice.
Nice.
Rotisserie chicken.
Thank you for translating.
From Whole Foods. Not as good as the Market Basket
one.
Not
that good. $8, too.
In my office fridge, I have salmon and potatoes that I ate half of for lunch today and then didn't eat the other half.
Yummy.
Isn't this a day you usually get lunch with your coworkers?
That's usually Mondays.
Oh, I don't know why I thought it was
Wednesdays. I get lunch with my coworkers... Wednesdays, I also sometimes get lunch with my coworkers, but it's like...
That's why you thought that.
Monday, we go out and we, like, sit down usually.
Right.
Wednesday, it's like we'll go and then we'll come back to the office and eat it.
Right.
So it's more like I'll bring lunch also.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because then, like, we're still all eating.
Yeah.
Socially, communally.
Yeah.
So
today you're just watching YouTube on your phone and eating salmon.
No, I was talking about my coworkers.
Sorry. I have the dregs of my overnight oats, which
experiment.
Were okay. I would describe as wet oats.
Yeah, true.
That were cold. It was fine.
I think I have to say, I know it was the recipe was from the yogurt container.
Shout out to Siggy's.
I do feel like they're better
without yogurt.
Without yogurt, because
totally agree.
Because the yogurt is just it's so much dairy and liquid.
I think I and would.
It's like it's so much thicker. Like it's when you don't do it with the dairy with the yogurt, it's less. It's more oatmeal-y.
Does it not normally come with yogurt?
Usually, I would say
come it's with
just
baked in the fridge.
Usually, I would say it's just stewed oats with. And like almond milk or oat milk.
What the?
And then you put like honey or
I put honey whatever. And cinnamon as well.
Yeah.
Here, let me break down the recipe. Siggy from Iceland. Who came up with overnight oats in general?
Yep.
I don't know.
It's weird.
It was probably an accident.
I know.
Someone a left. Happy accident. Okay, the recipe, if I can remember. Half a cup of oats, half a cup of milk, quarter cup of yogurt, cinnamon, honey, banana. I neglected walnuts because it was already full. And it did not expand overnight. I thought it was going to explode. But, and then I also have, I get to claim this because I bought it.
You put it in the mini fridge.
Totally.
Because you thought it would explode.
For damage control. So it would be a smaller cleanup if it exploded.
Exactly.
And then I get to claim the like 20 pieces of pizza that we have left over from Daria and I getting the Mortadella Head Tuesday special, the BOGO offer.
Oh, yeah.
Which we will all be eating for dinner tonight.
I might not. I'm not sure. I have other food too.
Okay.
Owen
and I will definitely be eating dinner.
I want to give you as much as you guys want because I already had a lot yesterday.
Oh, it's muesli.
What is what?
Sorry. Never
That's
mind.
What muesli what is?
What are you talking? Wait.
Overnight oats.
Overnight oats. Oh. AKA muesli.
Guillermo loves muesli, so I didn't know that's what it
is. What word is this?
Muesli?
It's like M-U-E-S-L-I.
It's like a European breakfast food that's just like oats and the original, like...
Some BS my mom tried to feed me.
When
I know she's listening.
Whenever I've had it, it's mostly just sort of a cereal-esque kind of thing, like you don't soak it. But according to the Wikipedia page... The original preparation was to soak them overnight.
It's weird. Well, the way my mom made it once was weird. I'm sure
good.
It's
my dad's
normal.
Really into muesli.
He's European.
Yeah, true.
He not anymore. That. He's Brexited. No, he's European.
It's still Europe.
Yeah.
Just not EU. Mm. My life sucks.
Mm. My life sucks.
What do you have? I have some slow-cooked pasta sauce with beans. I have some slow-cooked. Spanish.
There's beans?
There's the beans I took from you.
It was in the pasta sauce?
Yes.
But you made another pasta sauce?
No, it's the same one.
But you put beans in it later?
Oh, it is a different one. I made it on Monday when I was having my day off. My permanent day off. Well,
wait,
it was like
the
first day
the
I woke
one?
Up where both of... Yes,
oh,
where both
okay.
of you were gone. And I was like, oh.
I like that you've gone from never making pasta sauce to making pasta sauce twice in 2 weeks.
It's super cheap
Life
and
is
delicious.
So beautiful.
Yes, it is.
Well, I learned how to make it not taste terrible. So that was the main motivator, because it normally tasted bad when I made it. I'm waiting for a text from my parents that's like, don't you love muesli? and then what else do I have? I have to eat tofu. I also suspiciously took something from
like.
The freezer, took it into the fridge, and then put it back in the freezer. Do we think I will die?
No.
Or do we think
what
I'll
is
die?
It?
Horish.
How long was it in the fridge?
A day.
I think it's
Did
okay.
you eat it?
No. I didn't have time.
I think it's totally fine.
I think it's
and by time, okay. I mean space in my fridge.
I think it's actually because it's already cooked. I feel like you're probably okay.
Okay. I'm going to choose. But maybe I'll boil it. Kill off all the... What's going around right now on the lettuce?
But that... I mean, that's lettuce.
But I'm
Ciclio...
Just
whatever.
Salmonella. Just kidding. If I... But the thing is, if I get food poisoning, other than being super unfortunate, it wouldn't matter because I am jobless. So,
I don't think that means that it doesn't matter if you get food poisoning.
Well, it's like
you
I can...
You should live
I
a
could,
little safely.
I could take one for my life. I could take one against my life.
What does that mean?
This is getting existential.
I'm going to play the next song.
On the mini fridge.
It's going to be by Elvis Costello, who my dad
Period.
Likes. I don't know if he's still listening, because he didn't have any comments about my music.
This song is called Devil Wanna Wear My Red Shoes, I think.
Don,
no.
Hit us up if you're still listening.
The Angels Wanna Wear My Red Shoes.
Whoa.
You are a Satanist.
And then muesli is Swiss and delicious.
So who said that?
Your dad.
Sorry.
He spelled it wrong, though, so he doesn't know anything.
It has the word red, and it's a yellow album cover.
Nice. 2-for-1 deal. And it's a red, and he's wearing a red suit.
Oh, true.
Okay.
Wait, for you. Sorry. Can I just say one more thing?
About muesli?
It was originally... it was originally called... Bisher Muesli Komplett, which means Bisher's complete little mush.
Muesli is little
that
mush.
That is true. Except the way I'm making it, it's a lot of mush.
Whoa.
It's a big mush.
Whoa.
Okay, banana.
Banana.
Thurk.
masculine, sweet like cherry cola. Dripping confidence, lose my common sense. Kiss you till I'm sober. I love the way you wear that dress, making everyone upset. Burning the cigarette, boy. Swear to God, I confess, boy. Craving your candy lips, all black fingertips. Look so good, I'm annoyed. Make me wanna get undressed, boy. Love the way you wear that.
I put on automation and it's a beautiful Sade song.
I should put on my headphones so I can hear any of
okay.
it.
This is Daria.
And Eli.
And Owen.
And you've been listening to The Mini Fridge at 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. Doesn't this make you want to have a radio voice?
What, this?
Yeah. That was good. That Do you have one, Owen?
No.
Let's hear it.
No.
That was good. Maybe Max will come in. Maybe he won't. But are you, for
Are you back for this next week? No.